Visit us at www.podcastyourscene.com.
Yeah, the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
It's the Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So care about
by your speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer. What's the story this week? Am I fucking your world?
Let's go.
Hey, it's Bill. You're tuned in to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 405 on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, and KFGD 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri. With me tonight is Micah Martin of the band The Cromming. What's up, Micah?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me back on, man. It's good chatting with you.
Yeah, I was looking at the last time we recorded was in September, and it looks like you've been a little busy since then.
Yeah, a little bit. You're actually, I think, one of the first shows we ever did. So we've put out, we've been in the studio, recorded some new songs, got a new record we're putting out called Red, and been playing a bunch of shows. We're booking all over the Northeast, looking to come out to Pittsburgh. Hopefully get to meet all you guys in person soon. Heading out, we're playing down in Philly and Delaware and New York, and got some plans for a trip up to Boston and Detroit. So we're gonna do a little cover of the Northeast here this winter and spring. So pretty excited about it.
So you're touring for the EP, I'm assuming.
I mean, call it touring for the EP tour. You know, we just want to get out and play as many shows as possible outside of our little town. There's no rhyme or reason right now to it, but we are just trying to get to as many towns in front of as many faces and ears as possible, and meet new people and new connections, and just hitting the road hard
and find somewhere a little warmer than where you are now.
Oh my gosh. The other day, funny stories. The other day, I'm sure all of you are suffering from the winter, what do they call it? The bomb cyclone.
Yeah.
Totally. How many metal bands do you think are going to come out with that name now? I woke up the other night, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. I looked at my phone and it said the temperature was -3 degrees. And it was obviously in the middle of the night. So later on, I checked my phone. I like woke up in the morning. It's like 9 o'clock, and it was sunny out. And the app says it's sunny, but it's still -3 degrees. I was like, the sun must be broken. I don't understand how it's -3 degrees with no sun and -3 degrees with the sun. Makes no sense to me. It's been brutally cold out here. You're supposed to laugh at that. That was supposed to be a funny joke. It's been brutally cold. It's like 9 degrees here today. How's it out by you guys?
It's currently 5 right now with the high of 9.
Yeah, wind chill has been terrible. I think the low tomorrow is like negative something. It's been awful. I've never it's global warming at its finest. A global ice age coming, I think.
Yeah, it was. I think we reached -20 in wind chill yesterday, and I have a website client that lives in New York, and she posted a screenshot of her phone, and it said it was -22, and wow. She posted, "I didn't know I lived in a freezer."
Man, it's been. I was out last night. I was out at the studio. I was coming home, and literally, I got in my car, and it takes forever for the car to warm up. It's just so cold, and literally, it's painful going outside. Like, everything hurts, your face hurts, your fingers hurt, like instantly go numb and start hurting. It's terrible. But I chose to move up here from Myrtle Beach.
Oh.
So I 2 years ago I was in Myrtle Beach, and where it's, you can swim until November most years. So I traded that in for negative temperatures up here in Pennsylvania.
Well, I a couple of falls ago, we went to Ocean City in October.
Okay. How was it?
It was like mid-50s and nobody was there. It was awesome.
Nice. Yeah, it's Ocean City. I grew up in Maryland, so a lot of people that was a big vacation destination was Ocean City. I've never actually been there. But I'm going to have to make a trip down there. The Ocean City and Jersey Shore at some point, I'm going to have to make the trek. We're actually playing Atlantic City in March for St. Patty's. The big St. Patty's Day event going on there. big parade and whatnot. So we're going to be out there playing a show with a few other bands. That should be a lot of fun. Have you been out to Atlantic City?
I have not.
Yeah, me neither. hopefully it should be fun. We'll see.
So if I don't reply right away, it's because I'm trying to do my show notes as we're talking.
No problem.
How did you hook up with the show in Atlantic City, though?
You know, I've just been been pounding the Facebook groups and trying to connect with, you know, I've been joining every Facebook group I can find with a, you know, something music scene. And we just, you know, putting ourselves out there looking to swap shows with people. And excuse me, we have, so we're putting on two festivals this year, out by us. We've got one on June 2nd. It has yet to be named, but, we'll be posting all the details pretty soon, but it's, so the idea is we're going to put on a festival here. We did one back in October, that was really successful. Had about 10 bands come out and play. So we're going to do it even bigger this year. We've got a lot of, indie bloggers and indie magazines and stuff who are all involved in helping us promote it and booking bands. And so we're using that as a show swapping opportunity. So, any bands that have a good following out in towns outside of ours, like, you know, Pittsburgh or Ohio or Detroit or Boston, New York, if anybody would like to play the festival, if they want to bring us out for a show, in their town, we'll bring you out to play one of our festivals. And we do them big. I mean, we rent a big stage, we got lights, we got a huge sound system, and, it's a they're family friendly events. So yeah, we're going to do them up pretty big. And so we're using that as an opportunity to swap shows with other people. There's not, you know, we live in the town we live in, there's not a really big music scene. So we've opted to, put on our own festivals.
To create your own.
Yeah, exactly. And so
that's what happened here.
Yeah. So, I, you know, post, you probably see my posts in, all the different, music groups on Facebook and just saying, hey, you know, looking to swap shows with bands in that town. And, we'll give you an opportunity to play our festival if you swap a show with us. So that's, wound up, and somebody reached out to us about playing a show. It's actually not a show swap, but just asked us to come out and play, Proud Mary's out in Atlantic City. He's trying to, you know, working on building up the music scene there. I think it's a small place, but it's going to be on St. Patty's during their St. Patty's Day parade. So it should be a really good turnout, great show. So we're looking forward to that.
What's the, furthest you've played from your hometown?
Right now, not far yet at all. But we've got, we've just been playing, you know, I mean, the hometown here. So, you know, probably like 45 minutes away. Like we go down to Allentown. We played a show down in Allentown, a couple of weeks ago. And, that was our last show of last year. But we're playing. So in January, I'm going to get these dates wrong. January, you know, I'm just going to be smart and pull it up. So first of all, anybody who wants to check out our shows, you can either find us at, The Crowning on Facebook. So it's just facebook.com/crowningmusic, or go to our website, thecrowningmusic.com. We keep it all updated, with all of our events. So next Saturday is going to be our furthest show. We're heading to New York City and playing, with some metal bands out in Brooklyn at Lucky 13. And then the 19th, we're back home playing. We've got this great show. It's going to be so fun. It's, are you familiar with ECPW, East Coast Pro Wrestling?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're doing a rock and wrestling show at the Sherman Theater. So the Sherman Theater is the biggest venue we have here in Stroudsburg. And it's a great venue. But they're putting on a show, they're wrestling and they're having bands. So we're playing that show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Really looking forward to that.
Run that date and, the wrestling company by me again.
It's January 19th at Sherman Theater in Stroudsburg. And it's called ECPW Rock and Wrestling. And I'll send you the link so you can.
That's exactly what I was going
to
do.
Yeah, shoot it out to everyone. Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to this. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's so many wrestling matches. We've got metal bands. We've got us. We got. I think there's even some like rap artists. It's going to be a big mixture of stuff. But we have nobody's. They've never done this before here, so. It's a pretty big deal, and hopefully it turns out well. Pretty excited about it. And then we're on the 27th of January, we're heading down to Delaware. So we got asked to come play. There's a really cool bar down there called Bar 13, XIII. It's down in Wilmington. So we're playing with like six or seven other bands on the 27th. That's another one we're pretty excited about. So two of these, just in January, we got two shows out of state that we're pretty excited about. And then we're going to be playing New Jersey, and we got two shows in Jersey coming up, and a couple more back home. And so we're looking to, we're thinking in April, it's looking like we're probably going to take a trip out to Detroit and hopefully swing through Pittsburgh and maybe Ohio on the way out there. And then either in, June or July, I think we're going to be playing at a festival up in Boston. So very excited about this year. We got some great, great shows lined up and looking to meet a lot of new people and a lot of cities we've never been to. So it's very exciting.
I know one city I would avoid for a little while.
which one?
Chicago, because it's got to be even worse there temperature-wise.
Oh, man, yeah. That's a good question. So I lived in Chicago for about 9 years. I wonder what the temperature is. It gets pretty cold there with that lake effect snow and wind. Mm-hmm. And my son lives up in Minneapolis, and I know they've just been slaughtered with both snow and like the wind and cold. They've been getting, just been having this is their first winter living up there. So they're in for a good ride.
Yeah, I've only been there once, and I think we talked about it last time that it was March 1st and way too cold for me.
Oh, yeah. I think we talked about that because I woke up in May 1 year. It was May 4th, and there was a blizzard, and it was freezing cold in Chicago, and we were like, it's time to move. May is way too late to be snowing.
Hey, if someone wants to book that June 2nd show with you, should they send an email to that info@5acrerecords.com?
Or they can just reach out to us on Facebook or a band at thecrowningmusic.com is our email. So any contact points you find from us online, just reach out to us. It all comes to me. Yeah, just reach out to us and if we can set something up, so we'll come out and play a show with you guys, and then bring you guys out to come play with us. So, and we're doing one in June and one in October. So if you know it doesn't work out for June, we can definitely get you on the October one.
Are you still going with Rocktoberfest for that one?
You probably, because we already use it. Although, I mean, there's like so many Rocktoberfests all over the country. So we might just wind up coming up with a unique name for the festival that we use for both dates and just do it twice a year. So we have a big planning meeting at the end of in like a week or two. So I've invited a few people from the area who are, whether, you know, some of them are bloggers, some of them are podcasters, some are promoters, and we're all getting together at my house over some beers and kind of just lay out a plan for marketing and get setting, you know, the lineup and kind of getting a lot more people involved. So the last time we did it in October for Rocktoberfest, it was, you know, me and my wife and my bandmates put it all together. And now we've got a lot of people who are interested in helping and supporting it. And so, you know, it's going to be a lot bigger, a lot better, promoted a lot more. It's all donation based. So we don't charge, for the festival. We just ask for donations when people come. It's not required, but if people feel, they like it and they want to donate, then we accept donations. And actually, it's the same kind of model we use for selling our CDs and stuff. We don't set a price on them, and if somebody wants to give us a dollar or somebody wants to give us $25, you know, it's fine with us.
Well, speaking of the CD, let's move into that momentarily. Yeah. Well, why don't you tell me about the song Fade, and then I'll play it, and we'll take a break while they listen to that, and then we'll come back and actually get into talking about the CD itself.
Yes. So Fade started out as I had this riff idea for kind of like an intro to a show, just a real slow build and kind of, you know, progressively building it, and then then hitting it hard and rocking it out, and just it was never really, it started out not as like a real song, but just as more of like a kind of an intro and riff idea, and then just kind of began to expand upon it, and it's actually what we open up our shows with, and but lyrically, so I wrote it and thinking it about, so I lost my father a few years ago, and the lyrics behind it are about, not wanting, you know, it's like as time goes on, after someone's passed, you know, you tend to, forget them, you know, easier and easier over the years, they begin to fade. And so that's essentially what the song is about. And it's a lead track off of the new record. And so I hope you like it. It's a good rocker for sure.
Okay. We're going to take a moment, listen to The Crowning. I think I'm going to pair up a Step 11 song with that. Their song, Seven Sin Martyr, which Step 11 isn't around anymore, but they have a Tool feel as well. And I think they'll fit real well together.
Nice.
Seven Sin Martyr is like a 7-minute track.
This was pretty close to 6 minutes. I think it was even longer, and then we shortened it, and then we also shortened it again for a radio edit. So the radio version is like 4.5 minutes, and I think the extended version is like a little over 5.5 minutes.
Okay, so up next we're going to listen to Fade by The Crowning, and then we're going to go old school and listen to some Step 11. My name is Bill, with me is Micah, and we will be right back. Hey, it's Bill. We're back on with Michael Martin from the band The Crowning, talking about their new EP, Red. If you just tuned in, you missed the song Fade off of the EP, and followed it with some Step 11, Seven Sin Martyr. For those of you familiar with the show, that used to be the song that I opened up every single live version of the Pennsylvania Rock Show with. Want to take a guess as to why, Micah?
No. I have no idea. Why is that?
Well, I played the extended version of Fade because you have the longer intro. Well, on Seven Sin Martyr, there's a really long intro on it, and I used to have trouble getting connected to the live servers. So I used the intro as the "Oops, I messed up," but nobody will know it.
Nice.
But it's an awesome song, though.
So these guys—they're no longer around.
They are not. Their lead singer, though, is the lead singer of Skell now.
Of what?
Skell.
Skell.
We're gonna play some Skell today. I can.
All right, there you go.
Skell is I call them the kings of Pittsburgh metal. And John Lane from the Hellfire Club will tell you that they're one of the bands that he tries to emulate with his band. They're definitely they're awesome. I can't put it in the description. Yeah. They're one of the bands I do websites for local bands and local businesses. Well, I kind of forced myself onto them. I was like, you're going to let me do this.
Yeah, nowadays, that might get you a lawsuit. Still,
I mean that I took over their website and they didn't really have an option there.
You're not grabbing them inappropriately or anything, right?
No.
Okay.
I think they could all hurt me badly.
All right, just checking.
They're lead guitarist. There's a Iron City Rocks podcast, which is out of Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. They interview signed bands and bands that have been signed in the past. So they do kind of my show, except they do it with larger bands.
Nice.
They put out a Pittsburgh Music Awards every year, and Skell's lead guitarist almost every year ends up winning Best Guitarist.
Wow, that's impressive.
He can play.
Speaking of getting signed, we just partnered up with an indie record label out of New York that we're pretty excited about. There's a group called Anakion out of New York, and
you're gonna have to give me a link because there's no way I'm gonna be able to spell that.
I have a hard time spelling it too every time. But there, it's run by a great guy. His name's Michael Katz. It's a small indie label, so we've partnered up with him. We're doing some work with Tinderbox on getting some licensing and sync deals set up, and you know, kind of hitting the trying to break into the TV show and movie market. And anyway, so we became friends. We got introduced through some mutual friends, and they're really great. He's a really great guy. Great little indie label. So we're doing some cross promotion and stuff together, and kind of helping each other out, get further us as well as some of their other artists. So we're pretty excited about that. And so a lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff happening for us in 2018. It's going to be a pretty amazing year.
You should send some of those artists my way, because I definitely have a segment called Get Out of Town where I play bands that aren't from Pennsylvania.
I will. I will put you in touch for sure. He's working with us to get. We're going to be doing more shows out in New York, and he had put us in touch with some people up in Boston. So we've got some stuff in the works up there too. So 2018 is going to be the year we're going to mostly be playing out of town, which is pretty exciting. So just baby steps, you know.
You said he's out of New York?
Yeah.
Is that how you got the Brooklyn show?
No, actually, I got that through just another Facebook connection. There's a lady who she does a lot of bookings. It's Rebecca Rocks. I'll send you her info too. She does a lot of booking in the tri-state area here, so New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, and so I got in touch with her, and she had a last minute opening for a metal bar out in Brooklyn. So we jumped on that, and we're going to be playing another show on Long Island. It's not booked yet, but probably in the mid March, early April timeframe. There's a really great band you should talk with. They're a little lighter on the lighter side of what you do. So they're a little bit probably lighter than us, but similar enough. Called A Second Life, out of Long Island. They're really good. They're putting out some good content, and so we're going to be doing a show with them. We're going to come out to Long Island, and they're going to come play our festival. So pretty stoked about that. I mean, that's just like the for being an indie band with I've just been finding that's kind of the best way to do it, is the connecting with other bands and swapping the shows is the best way to kind of get in front of other audiences. So it's a fun journey. Just kind of learning as we go, you know.
This, I think you told me before that you'd been in several other bands. How did your past help you get this band going and get you set in the direction you're headed?
You know, so I was actually only in one other band before, and it was 12 years ago. So I took a big hiatus. It was a band in Chicago. I was it was kind of the reverse situation. I was the youngest guy, and everybody else was like 10, 12 plus years older than me. But I was the singer songwriter guy, and it was a band called Mad Saturday, and you can find us on ReverbNation.com/Mad Saturday. I knew nothing about anything. I was, 20, 21. I didn't know anything about booking shows. I had no connections. I had nothing. And of course, the internet the internet existed, but the Facebooks and all that kind of stuff, the social networking stuff hadn't really taken off. So how we got shows through, word of mouth or, friends of friends or whatever. And, we got connected with some radio stations, like 95 Wheel Rock up in Wisconsin, and did some stuff with them and battled the bands, but I wasn't really involved on the music side. I didn't really have a strong interest in it. I didn't really know I was just young and immature or whatever. I just, was just like, I'm just going to show up and sing. So I quit playing for a long time. And then, when my wife had been pushing me for several years to really get back into music, and I had been writing a lot. So I just started hitting the open, we had just moved up to Pennsylvania from South Carolina. I started hitting the open mic circuit and, just trying to find people, and happened to walk into an open mic. My friend brought me to, I'd never even been there, didn't even know the bar existed, and wound up meeting, everybody who's in my band now. So met Walter, was hosting it, the drummer, met Ty and Ace that night, but I have a lot, I'm a lot older than I was, and in a lot of different, at a different stage in life. I've built a career as a software engineer. I've been in, lots of different businesses in the last, over a decade. So when I got back into music, it's not just a hobby for me. I'm hoping to build, I want to build longevity out of this. This is I'm playing a long game. So my approach is completely different than it was, way back when. For me now, it's all about building relationships and making connections. I don't believe in overnight success. Overnight success takes a really, really long time. So I, you know, my entire philosophy and approach to all of it is completely different than it was back then. And you know, this idea that you're just going to get discovered is it's just a pipe dream. It just doesn't happen. So you've got to build it. You've got to beat the pavement. You've got to work hard. You've got to build the connections. You have to, just like you and I sitting here talking came out of just reaching out and having a conversation and, you know, just trying to make those connections and you have to multiply that by a lot. So you got to do it on the PR front of, you know, connecting with indie bloggers and podcast people. The same thing with other bands. You know, you want to play shows, you want to get into venues. You've really got to make those, establish those connections, and they have to be obviously mutually beneficial and can't just be one-sided, like, oh, you should let us play your venue because we're awesome and we want to play your venue. You know, it's got to be a lot of mutually beneficial arrangements. And sometimes it takes a while. Like, you know, we're starting out, you know, we don't have a massive following yet. So it's hard to play bigger venues, especially bigger venues out of town and expect us to sell a bunch of tickets when you're in, you know, if they're an hour plus away, like we can sell a bunch of tickets to a town here and, you know, to a venue here in town because we have, you know, this is where we're based. But if you want to get out of town, then you've got to make, you know, connections with other bands anyway, I don't know if I'm answering your question directly or if I'm rambling all over the place, but definitely a different approach than it's just a different mindset now than it was back then. So I don't know if anything previously helped me other than what's helped me the most is just having spent the last 10 plus years building a career outside of the music industry climbing the corporate ladder and learning all that kind of stuff. But the music industry is a different beast. There's a lot of similarities and a lot of differences. And so I'm trying to fill in the gaps of my knowledge with surrounding myself with people who do know these things and who are great assets. Like we have an amazing producer, Daniel Malsh, who runs Soundmine here in East Stroudsburg, which is arguably probably the best studio in the Northeast. It's really, he's phenomenal. He's done so many great records and he's become like one of my great friends and mentors he produced this record, both EPs for us. He's just a guy who's been in the industry for so long and someone I can really rely on and trust and it fills in the gaps when it comes to the music business stuff that I don't know. So he's been a fantastic asset.
Let's talk about recording the album.
Yeah.
You did most of the writing or is that more of a band conglomeration?
I write the song. The formula that we have currently is I have a song that I bring to the band. You know, sometimes it's just a raw idea that eventually kind of becomes more and more. But for the most part, it usually starts with I have some sort of guitar and vocal melody and or, you know, some level of composition to it. So then I bring it to the band and we, you know, kind of play through it and then work on, you know, the band brings in a lot of the dynamics and then we kind of maybe, you know, move this part here or pull this part in here, a little more of this, less of that is typically how it's gone. So it usually starts with an idea that I have and it's, you know, usually has some sort of, you know, either already like hook or guitar, you know, vocal melody or chorus involved and then we just kind of build around that. And this time we had worked with Dan on the previous three songs that we released we had just met Dan and found a studio and had recorded with him and he did a lot of great work on that record for us. And then when we started talking to him about recording this next record, he wanted to be involved earlier on in the pre-production phase. And I had never really, none of us did. We had no experience really working with a producer before, especially not the caliber of at Dan's level. And so, he actually would come, to our practices and you know, kind of go over the songs with us with a fine tooth comb and help in any kind of arrangement stuff. And you know, so he played a much bigger role this time than he did the first time. And, you know, I just am blown away with how well this turned out. I think songwriting, production quality, all of the above has just been fantastic, and you know, really proud of this product, and it's been a lot of fun in the making, and we've got a lot more content coming out around it. We're shooting a video first week of February, so we're going to be putting out a lot more video content. You're going to start seeing it from us.
Which song will the video be for?
So we're planning two videos. The first one's going to be In the Fire. So that's the lead single off of this new, EP. And then, the second one is going to be She's Running, which was the lead off of the previous EP. So we actually, when we release this one, it's all we've just combined the two. We only printed a few discs of the previous one and mostly did like online and streaming and stuff. And this one we're going about a little bit differently, but we combined both EPs into one. So kind of a double EP, if you will. So all six songs are on this record together. So we're going to be putting out the two videos, In the Fire and She's Running. And then, definitely be planning some more as well. But I'm pretty excited about it. We've got Dan put us in touch with this really fantastic video production company. So I had a big meeting with them yesterday and kind of going over the plan for the videos and what we're going to be doing. And I have never done a music video. Well, not true. I did one really terrible, terrible one many, many years ago with my old band. These guys are like legit pro. They're relocating up here from Hollywood. They've been doing a lot of work down there. So we spent quite a few hours yesterday geeking out on camera gear. They've got like a red camera and all this, like they do a lot of like, they've done a lot of movie production. Anyway, they're really, really good. I'm super excited about working with them. So yeah, you'll definitely be seeing a lot more video content coming your way here in the next month or so. So very excited.
Make sure when those are finished that you link me on Facebook and make sure I see them.
Absolutely.
Jonna and from First Angel Media, Dakota from PA Local Bands, myself, John Lane from A Pro Radio, and a few other people are working on a new site that I am trying to get off the ground called buildthescene.com.
Okay.
And something like your videos would be something I could feature on there. And
awesome.
And
yeah, I definitely will. And that's, you know, the speaking of like the you know, if you're into like the social media thing, you know, the games that these social media sites are playing now is crazy. So I don't know if you remember specifically with video, we had a conversation about this yesterday. So you know, it used to be when you would on Facebook, when you would post a YouTube link, like they would actually embed the YouTube video in the post. Mm-hmm. So when you clicked play, it would just open up the player inside of Facebook and it would be a YouTube video. Well, recently, you know, probably in the last few months, they actually changed that to where now it takes you, you can't see a preview of it. You can't see the video. It actually takes you off the Facebook site over, you know, just a regular link. And they're doing that obviously because they're trying to compete with YouTube. Facebook's competing with YouTube heavily and trying to become the next, video platform because they've got their own, video uploads and whatnot. And, so it's kind of like this weird thing where it's like, if you want it to be successful on Facebook, you have to upload the video separately to Facebook. And if you want it to be successful on YouTube, you also have to upload it on YouTube. And of course, Facebook videos, you can't embed, I don't think, in like other people's sites. So it's not like you can, you know, on your website, you can embed a Facebook video, you can embed a YouTube video. But then, so it basically kind of segments your traffic and your you know, I know I'm kind of geeking out on this right now, but, you know, they're really, just not making things easy for, you know, they're forcing you more and more. Even the thing like, you know, I started using a program called Hootsuite. I don't know if you're familiar with that. So it allows you to post to multiple social media sites all at the same time. And like before, I was posting like once a day or whatever, like at a random time, and like no one would ever see my posts. And then as soon as I started like posting all of the time, then people started actually interacting with the post. So they've really changed up their algorithm to where literally you have to post constantly, multiple times a day, in order for your post to even show up on people's pages. Otherwise, the only other option is to pay for advertising to boost your post in order for people to see it. It's really – Facebook is really, really doing a number over on – you know, which sucks for indie artists and small businesses and things like that. They're making it more and more difficult for you to reach fans, and you got to continuously relearn their game and play by their rules, and it really sucks.
That's what Google does to us too.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, I want to interrupt for a minute. I looked up Sound My Recording Studio. And then I clicked on the discography link because you mentioned him working with some big name bands, and I'm, since you didn't do the throwing out of the names, I'm going to throw out some of the names that he's worked with. Tantric.
Yep.
Let's see, Madison Rising. If you guys aren't familiar with that band, you need to check them out. They're awesome.
So funny story. AJ is he actually does a lot of producing with Dan. So he was the guitarist for that band, AJ Larson. So he's a good friend of mine. And he does a lot of recording there as an engineer as well.
You should get me in touch with them too.
AJ's a great dude. I won't tell him that to his face though. Don't tell him that to his face.
I never heard you say it, but it's recorded.
Eric Steckel, if you guys are familiar with the blues guy, Eric Steckel, he's probably one of the top blues artists in the world. He was just there a couple of weeks ago, recorded a new record in there. That's really, really good. He's an amazing blues guitarist. So I got to meet him. Was in there a couple of weeks ago. Awesome dude.
Let's see where Motionless and White.
Doro. He's done a lot of Doro.
Yeah. Michael Graves, formerly of the Misfits.
Oh yeah, he's done a lot of. I'm trying to remember.
I'm looking. I know I saw some other ones that I knew.
Like Three-Legged Fox. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
I am not.
Framing Hanley. He did a lot of Framing Hanley records. Another great band. Dan's been in the. Been at this for a really long time as a musician. Like before he was before he had an awesome studio, he was a touring, he was in several touring bands, toured all over the world, both metal and hard rock and pop bands. He's done a lot of work with Emmy. I don't know if you're familiar with her or not. EMII. She's a pop artist, and she's done a lot of different stuff. She's actually the one who's her and her partner Josh that are running the music, the video production company that we're working with, her production company is called Rage Baby Productions, ragebabyproductions.com. Best, I'm telling you, man, it's unlike any other stuff you've seen video wise. The stuff that they're capable of doing, Yeah, I was really, really impressed. I spent probably 5-6 hours sitting down with them at the studio yesterday and kind of walking through the plan and seeing a lot of stuff they've done. I mean, everything from like, I mean, he does this guy, they're incredible. Josh, who does like costumes, he does like vacuum. He's done like all kinds of futuristic like props, and he's amazing. So you can do anything you want. Obviously, you have to have the budget to do all that crazy stuff, but they can do CGI and like, I mean, it's amazing. Some of your real experimental metal bands might really appreciate what some of the work that they can do. But they're also very, very cinematography, you know, very good cinematic stuff, which is what I'm really looking forward to with working with them on. So literally, Sound Mine, I call it, it's like literally like a gold mine. I was so fortunate to get in contact with Dan there, and he's been hands down one of the greatest connections and friends and mentors that you could have ever hoped for in the music business. Amazing producer. So if anybody's got a record, and he really enjoys working with small indie bands. So he, you know, obviously he records all these greats and could, you know, charge out the ass for what he does. But he, you know, takes a lot of pride and likes working with, smaller indie artists like me. And, you know, really, really great dude. Can't say enough good things about him.
Cool. Hey, I'm going to have to let you go here shortly so that I can, start editing, but
yeah.
If there's one last thing that you want to say to the listeners, what would it be?
Man, one last thing. Listen, first of all, I appreciate everybody's support. Really, this has been a great ride, and we're just getting started. We're so thankful for everybody who's, you know, been helping us along the way and spreading the word. Guys like you, Bill, and Jana, and all you folks out in Pittsburgh. I really feel like Pittsburgh's kind of our second home, even though we've never even played a show there. I think I know... have more friends in the music scene out in Pittsburgh than I might even have here. if you want to get in touch with us for shows or check out our new record, reach out to us. You can find us on every social media platform. We are at Crowning Music, including Facebook and everything. You can find our website at thecrowningmusic.com. Sign up for our mailing list. We always send out exclusive content and lots of other cool stuff to people on our mailing list. And, you really hope to see you guys out, see everyone out at a show. If you'd like to pick up our record, we're giving them away for donations. So if you want it for $1 or $5, $10, whatever you want, if you check, find us on Facebook, you'll get the link to, request, one of the records. And we'll get it out to you. We'll ship one out to you at whatever prices, you feel is fair.
Where will it be available online?
So we're kind of holding off on the pushing out to streaming right now. We're doing a big radio push. So whether it's internet radio or college radio. So right now the only two options are to either buy the disc from us or tune into one of the shows like yours to hear cuts from the record. And then we're going to be putting it out on video, and then eventually probably late spring or early spring we'll release it as a digital digitally available on all the streaming sites. And I'm not anti digital streaming at all. I think it's great. It's great publicity. I'm just, you know, still trying to navigate, you know, how to most leverage the content without, you know, putting it completely free right away online to everywhere. And so, you know, we're just kind of making this shit up as we go along. Excuse the language. trying to figure out the best, you know, the best approach to releasing music and in the most effective way. So bear with us as we try to figure this out. But you know, we'll get you if you want a CD, we'll get it out to you stat. Or tune into an awesome show like PA Rock Show. Support guys like Bill who play our music and tune in and give it a listen. And you can always play the show over and over and over again.
That's right. So this has been the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 405. Make sure you check us out. When we release our next one, usually I say each and every week, but things are kind of slow. So if you're in a band and you're tuned in to check out Red by The Crowning or any of the other bands that I'm playing this week, and you're like, hey, this is pretty cool, send me an email, bill@parockshow.com. We'll get you on here, or find me on Facebook or Twitter or any of those other 400,000 different social media, or akmusicscene.com. podcastyourscene.com or buildthescene.com. That's lots of .coms. We'll catch you next time.